to midweek service on this chilly Wednesday evening. I'm so glad that we all made it here tonight. To start here, we're actually going to do a song first. It's going to be a prayer night tonight, so it's going to look a little bit different, but we're going to start with worship. So as the night goes on, we will just lead you on how we're going to do the night and what's going to be next. Also, the offering buckets are going to be down here at the front. There's one on this side and one on that side. So at any point tonight that you want to bring your offering down, you're welcome to do that. So if you would, stand on your feet with us tonight, and we're going to start by praising the Lord together.
Glory to God. Oh, you can be seated for a few minutes. For those of you who maybe have not attended our first or a 21-day of prayer, and this is your first time here tonight, we have some resources down here that will help you pray. So make sure you look at these, check them out, pray first and things like that. So check those out. And then all these are prayer cards that people put in for prayer. So you're welcome to pick those up, pray over them, put them back. Other people pick them up, do the same thing. So, you know, use this tonight. This is for you if this is your first time you haven't attended a 21 days of prayer. All right? All right. Tonight, the title is Put on the Full Armor of God. And Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Wiles. Wiles means tricks. Tricks. A trick is a skillful act or a scheme intended to deceive or outwit somebody. The devil's tricks, and that's what the devil does, of course. He tries to do that to you and me. But the thing about his tricks is this. His tricks are not overwhelming. They're not huge. They're not extravagant. And they're not dramatic. His tricks are subtle and ordinary. Because we are Christians and we're smart and we can pick up the dramatic. Well, that's a lie. That's from the pit of hell. That's not true. But when he's subtle and ordinary, that trick sometimes works. And it works a lot on Christians. Okay, hallelujah. All right. He loves to do what Jesus said in John 8:44. You are your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. So he twists truth. He makes sin look harmless, and he causes confusion about who God is and who we are in Christ. He plants seeds of doubt in our minds. He uses pride to trick us. And of course, he says, you know what? You're strong enough. You don't need anybody. You don't need God. You can do it on your own. That's what he tells us. Just as he tempted Jesus in his weakest moment in the desert, he is waiting to trick you and I at our weakest moments. He's watching. Notice again, though, what verse 10 says in Ephesians 6. Being strong in the Lord. In the Lord, not our strength, in God's strength, and in the power of his might, not our might. Don't think that you're smarter than the devil. He's been around for thousands of years. You've been around for 40 years, 50, 60. He's a lot smarter than us. We're not going to outsmart him. No, we defeat the devil by standing on what God has provided for us and his power and might. And of course, that's what the whole armor of God is for. I'm not going to go through all of them because of time. So we're going to start with this one, though. Ephesians 6:14 tells us to put on the belt of truth. The belt of truth. And I'm just giving some snippets tonight for you. The belt protects us from lies, deception, and confusion. It protects us from believing the devil when he twists God's word and says that, of course, you have your truth and I have my truth, and that's all that matters. That's a lie. All right? God's truth keeps our thinking grounded in what God actually says. Example, when the devil seeds your mind with, God doesn't care about me. Guess what? Truth says, cast all of your cares on him, for he cares for you. That's what the Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7. Exactly. So we got to think about that with the belt of truth. Another nugget is the breastplate of righteousness. What happens here? The breastplate of righteousness guards against accusations, shame, and condemnation. The devil will try to trick us by bringing up past sins that we have been forgiven for, calling us hypocrites. How many have been called hypocrites before? Yeah. Sometimes even with people in the church. Yeah. Come on, paper. What's going on with you tonight? He'll cause your paper to stick together. He'll make it seem hopeless that we can never be forgiven. That's one of his tricks. The breastplate helps us, reminds us that we do stand righteous. Again, not because of what we've done, but because of what Jesus did for you and I. It's not us, but it's in his might, remember. His power. It's not our performances. Our performances are low, low quality. When we mess up, it's the conviction that draws us to God, but it's the condemnation that he tries to put in our minds that draws us away from God. The breastplate of righteousness. Ephesians 16 says that we are to put on the shield of faith. The shield of faith. This protects us from temptations and doubt. Paul says the devil shoots fiery darts at us, or strategic spiritual attacks. Again, most of the time in our weakest moments. What if God doesn't come through? Does he really matter? Did he really say that? Did God really mean that way? Yeah. Listen, faith doesn't argue the darts. Faith blocks them. It blocks them. We trust God no matter what, even if we don't see the answer yet. Amen? All right, that's a good one. Let's move on. Ephesians 6:17 says, put on the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. We know that the helmet protects our minds and our thought life. Thank God for that. Putting on the helmet of salvation is a conscious daily spiritual decision. I'm going to do this. Doing what Philippians 4:8 says, and that is meditate on praiseworthy things, good reports, lovely things, pure and just things, and noble and true things. Think on these things. We have to renew our minds by reading scripture, memorizing the word of God. Speaking out loud to yourself, to your flesh, is a way of putting on that helmet of salvation as well. Our flesh needs to hear us speak the word out loud. Because again, flesh and spirit fight all the time against each other. We need to watch out for what we allow to enter our minds through social media, worldly influences, worldly narratives, worldly philosophies, and of course, the big monster that's happening is the ridiculous conspiracies that are floating everywhere. Got to guard our minds from those things. Can I hear an amen? All right, and then let's jump to the last thing because we don't have time. And that's the sword of the Spirit. It's the offensive weapon that we have. Thank God for that. And how many know what that weapon is? It's God's word. Absolutely. No, it's not coffee. It's God's word. Praise the Lord. The devil's trick is to take scripture out of context. It is also sharper than any two-edged sword, the word of God is. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our hearts. This means it cuts and exposes and defeats the lies at the root. The sword has two edges. It cuts both ways. It cuts against the enemy's lies, and it directly confronts the lie. You're alone. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:5, I'll never be alone. God doesn't see you. Nothing is hidden from God's sight. That's a lie. Sin won't hurt you. Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is what? Death. But that second side of the sword cuts us as well. It exposes our wrong motives. It reveals pride, fear, and unbelief, and it corrects us when we are going astray. A double sword, the word. Hebrews 4:12, remember, it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's word is active and it's alive. And it's working right now when we hear scripture. Jesus used it when he was tempted 3 times in the wilderness. Jesus didn't argue with the devil. What did he do? He didn't try to explain himself. He used specific scripture for each temptation. We have to use the sword, God's word, correctly. Read with purpose. Read what it says, but know the tricks and the lies that the devil has, and find out what is happening in my life. How do I correct what he is saying with the word of God? Memorize key scriptures in Jesus' name. Those are the things that we have to do. Amen? Amen. All right, stand up, praise the Lord, and give God some praise before we go into our 25 minutes a prayer.
I love your voice. when death had claimed its victory. The King of love had given up his life. The darkest day in history. There on a cross they made for sinners. For every curse his blood atoned. One final breath and it was finished. But not the end we could have known. For the earth began to shake. And the veil was torn. What sacrifice was made as the heavens roared? All hail King Jesus. All hail the Lord of heaven and earth. All hail King Jesus. are the light. You are the face of God. And Father's outstretched hand. This act of love, this sacrifice, we've seen the face of God.
Son and King, so holy is.
fall down and adore the Lamb of God. We bow down to adore the Lamb of God. Forever we will sing of your beauty. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of your mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. We fall down, we fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry. Thank you.
the sweetest of loves, will my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. And there's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Oh, yes. And I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes
minutes. It's our corporate prayer. And tonight we are focusing on our youth. Our youth. We're going to do something just a little bit different. We'll have our segments, but we're putting them on the screen tonight. So for our first segment, or first couple minutes, we're praying that they truly know Jesus, understand their identity in Christ, and walk boldly in their relationship with Jesus. Let's begin to pray that and corporately right now. temptation. Pray against harmful influences online, in school, and with their friendships. All right, the next segment. Hallelujah. Develop a love for the Bible and prayer, and that they desire God more than culture, than the trends, and the approval of the world. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Our next segment, they had a prophecy here at the church that they would be a church of 500 youth. And so we're thanking God for that, that that prophecy is coming to pass. Let's pray for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you for that, God. We thank you for these prayers being answered. Now, Lord, speak to us, Father. In these next couple minutes, God, just speak to us. Speak to our hearts, Lord God, as we continue to focus on our youth. We're listening to you right now. Hallelujah. I encourage you tonight, if you have youth, if you have teens in your house, you know, go lay hands on them. Go tell them that you love them, that you care for them. Tell them you're there for them if they need to talk. We don't know what they're going through. A lot of times they get the brunt of everything and they don't have a voice. Give them a voice. Lay hands on them tonight. Thank God. Tell them we prayed for them tonight at 21 Days of Prayer. Love on them. Amen? All right, amen. You guys are dismissed tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock sharp. God bless you, and be safe going home tonight.